大家在基督里的信心是神的恩典临到。
May you glorify God in worship.
愿我们的敬拜来给归荣耀给神。
This morning we will be looking at the very familiar word Emmanuel.
今天早上我们将要来查考大家非常熟悉的经文以马内利。
We would always score 100 points because we know that it means God with us.
我们总是可以打满分，因为我们都知道神是与我们同在的。
Today we want to look at how Emmanuel actually means God with us.
但是我们今天呢，将要来查看这个以马内利，就是神与我们同在的真正意义。
And yet there's a lot of powerful background to it.
而且呢，在这个宣称之前，它有很强的一个背景。
Oftentimes we think of Emmanuel as, oh, just peace coming upon us.
一般情况下呢，我们想到以马内利就会感觉到，哦，是和平平安与我们同在。
But for Israel of old, the coming of Emmanuel was also coming of disaster.
但是对于以色列人来说，当时那个以马内利的来临，其实也伴随着极大的灾难。
But yet at the same time, the coming of Emmanuel is proof that God is worthy to be trusted.
但是呢，以马内利就让他们认识到，这个神是值得我们信靠的。
And so this morning through Isaiah chapter 7, all the way till verse 7 of chapter 9, we're going to see that Emmanuel is a sign from God for his people to trust in him.
所以今天早上呢，我们将要查看以赛亚书第七章一直到第九章的第七节，让我们来认识到以马内利是来自上帝的记号。
God's people during the prophet Isaiah's time, they were in trouble.
就是在以赛亚的那个时代呢，上帝的选民他们是在很深的苦难之中。
Especially the southern kingdom, the nation of Judah.
尤其是南方的这个犹大帝国。
And God was giving them this child named Emmanuel as a sign of the days to come.
所以上帝呢，把这个孩子叫做以马内利赐给他们，告诉他们上帝是将要来临的。
It's to give them a vision of what the future lies for them, and in so doing, allow them to be at peace.
所以呢，借着这个孩子，上帝告诉他们将来将要发生的事，而且呢，希望把平安赐给他们。
And for us Christians today, we know that Jesus Christ, He is Emmanuel.
对于我们今天的基督徒来说，我们知道以马内利就是耶稣基督。
Jesus continues to be the sign for Christians to trust in Him.
所以耶稣基督一直是一个记号，让我们来信靠他。
So Christians, we should trust in Christ.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该信靠基督。
In fact, we must trust in Christ.
而且事实上，我们也必须来信靠他。
As God's people, we are now fully delivered from eternal terror into eternal shalom.
对于我们这些神的选民来说，我们已经从永远的悲惨中已经被转到了这个永远的荣耀里边。
So let us now read together Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
所以我们现在来一起读以赛亚书七章第十四节。
First in English and then in Chinese. 1-3.
先用英文，然后再用中文读。
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
We'll also read together Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1-7.
我们也要一起来读以赛亚书第九章一到七节。
Again, first in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，然后用中文读。
Let's go. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan.The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when driving the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor.Every warrior's boots used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗，从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路、约旦河外、外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们，你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐。 他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分谷物那样的快乐，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，并那滚在雪中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。 因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
May you rejoice in its hearing.
当大家听到的时候, 希望大家欢呼喜乐。
And let us go to our Lord in prayer.
让我们来一起到神的面前来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
may we desire to hear from you.
让我们有一颗饥渴的心来听你的话。
May we long to understand your word.
让我们来盼望着, 明白你的话语。
Speak now, Father.
父啊，请你现在来对我们说话。
And may we be humble and teachable as the Spirit ministers to our soul.
当圣灵在我们的心里做工的时候，让我们能够谦卑，让我们能有一颗受教的心。
Please forgive us of our indifference and irreverence.
请宽恕我们的冷漠，以及我们对你的不尊敬。
Do sustain us in our pursuit and love for you.
也让我们在用热心追求你的过程中，主啊，你一直坚固我们。
In the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel.
我们是借着耶稣基督以马内利的名，Amen. 来求，Amen.
The prophecy about Emmanuel first came about during a time when God's people of Judah were under imminent threat of war.
这个以马内利的预言呢，最早是出现在犹大，就是南国的这个犹大，在面临战争的时候。So
because of time, we are not able to read starting from chapter 7 all the way through chapter 9, verse 7.
因为时间的限制，我们不可能从以赛亚的第七章一直读到第九章。
But in your own personal study, when you go back and you look at Isaiah chapter 7, the beginning of it tells us the history of this war.
但是在大家私下阅读的时候，请注意到在第七章，他一开始就提到了这个战争迫在眉睫。
We're seeing that there is in fact a battle within the household of Israel.
我们看到其实是在这个以色列的内部，他们发生了一场战争。
It's a very sad story.
是一个非常悲惨的故事。
Because it's as if twin brothers are now fighting with each other.
就好像是一对孪生兄弟，他们之间开战。
You have the king of the northern kingdom trying to establish an alliance with the king of Aram of Syria.
北国的这个国王呢，他们是试图着和亚兰国来联盟。
And they have the intention to wipe out the southern kingdom.
而他这个联盟的目的呢，是要一起来把南国彻底消灭掉。
So any of you who have siblings or really close friends, it's really in that situation where your family is ganging up against you.
所以对于大家有兄弟姊妹的或者有亲密朋友的来说，就好像是你最亲近的人要来和你作对。
It's not just to bully you.
而且不仅仅是欺负你一下那么简单。
It's to get rid of you.
而是要把你彻底的消灭。
And at that time, God gave the sign Emmanuel.
是在这样的一个情况下，上帝给了这个以马内利的这个兆头。
It is because the people in the southern kingdom, they were terrified.
因为在南国的那些人，他们非常非常的害怕。
If we look at verse 2 of chapter 7,
如果大家看第七章第二节的时候，
If we, Okay, then. All right. If we look at verse 2 of chapter 7, it says that the hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken as the trees of the forest are shaken by the wind.
七章第二节说到，王的心和百姓的心就都跳动，好像林中的树被风吹动一样。
So imagine Isaiah is giving a very poetic description of just how scared the people of Judah were.
所以大家可以想象，以赛亚是给了一个很有诗意的这么一个画面来形容这个难过的这些人是多么的害怕。
And here it is that we see that God does care for His people.
而且呢，也从中看到神是如何的爱我们。
That he does know the internal turmoil of his people.
因为神知道大家心中的这种不安和惊恐。
First he sent Isaiah and his son Sheer-Jashub to the king of Ahaz, the king of the southern kingdom.
所以那个神呢，首先是派这个先知以赛亚和他的儿子一起去见南国的这个国王。
How is the coming of Isaiah and his son?A sign of God's care for the southern kingdom.
怎么来理解说是神把这个以赛亚和他的儿子派去是表现他对人的慈爱呢？
These two messengers of God carries the meaning of hope.
是因为这两个神的使者带来了这个希望的信息。
Isaiah himself means the salvation of the Lord.
以赛亚这个名字呢，就表示了神的救恩。
And Sheer-Jashub, it means that a remnant will return.
而这个他的儿子的名字呢，是表示了这个救赎将要回来。
And together it tells of the people of Judah that God will protect them, that they will not be wiped out.
所以这两个人加在一起呢，就是给南国的人一个信息，就是说你们会得到保护，你们不会被消灭的。
True, there will be a remnant, meaning that there will be dark days that will be coming.
确实是将要有一个黑暗的时代来临。
But because it's a remnant, that means that there will be people who are still alive.
但是当他提到这个
who will survive, sorry.
当他提到这个存留的时候呢，就是说不可能是完全被消灭，总有一部分人会保留下来。
And we can recall that the Jewish names are always carries that specific meaning.
我们看到这个以色列人的名字，它其实都带有一些特殊的含义。
So we look at Isaiah, and we know that in fact, when we read through the entire book of Isaiah, we see that God is really trying to tell His people.The salvation is by the Lord.
所以我们通读整个以赛亚书，我们就会看到神的救恩一直是不离开他的子民的。
And that God will truly show up and save His people.
而且神确实会真正的出现来拯救他的子民。
And through these two messengers, God is constantly appealing to the people of Judah.
所以通过这两个信使，神是不停的向以色列民说话。
In fact, specifically to King Ahaz, who is the leader of the people of Judah.
而且呢，是特别的向这个亚哈斯王，这个南国的领袖来向他说话。
God is telling him, telling King Ahaz through Isaiah, that you need to keep calm.And trust me.
所以神是借着以赛亚对亚哈斯王说，你要安静，你要镇静，因为我会来拯救。
In fact, oftentimes we think of Winston Churchill as the first to say, "Keep calm and carry on."
很多时候我们想 Winston 可以
了。Winston Churchill, 丘吉尔。
我们总是想到丘吉尔，他说的这个名言，要冷静。
Keep calm and carry on.
就是要镇静，然后要继续努力。
And this was a huge commercial success in the past few years because you see products all over the place. Keep calm and you complete the sentence.
在事实上，在过去的几年呢，有很多这种商业广告也是用了这个信息，就是说你要镇静，你要继续努力。
But here in Isaiah, we will see that hey, God had already said this.
而在这里我们通过以赛亚，我们看到神确实说了这样的话。
In fact, before keeping calm,God tells King Ahaz, "You need to be careful."
但事实上，在神对亚哈斯王说你要镇静之前，他说了你要谨慎。
What does it mean to be careful?
在这里说你要谨慎是什么意思呢
？It means to be sensible, to not lose your mind.
也就是说，你要有理智，不要轻易的灰心失望。
Even though you see danger coming to you,
即使你看到危险在不断的降临
，you have to.Think about who can override this danger.
你要想到谁可以把这个危险消除。
And once you have that trust in God to have that power,
当你绝对的信靠神，你就有这个能力。
And that God knows exactly what He will do and can do.
神确实的知道他应该做什么，而且他也有能力来做这些。
then very naturally your calmness will come.
所以这样的话，有这样信心的话，你就很自然的可以平静下来。
I was just watching Star Wars the other day.
我最近正在看《星球大战》。
Pretty good.
非常好。
Sort of reclaim its integrity for me.
对我来说，好像是一个信心的重建。
Yeah, so I will have to wait a few more years before the next episode gets released.
所以很遗憾，下一部要再过几年才会出来。
In the scene, in many of the scenes,
在这个片子的很多场景中
，there were dangers.
你看到危险。
And there was this need of separation between, for example, a master and a servant.
而在这个危险面前呢，你会看到一个分界岭，有这个师傅，有这个学徒。
Or a separation between friends.
或者看到这个朋友之间的分开。
And something that was common in those scenes of separation is this.
在这种分裂中呢，其实有一些共性。
Okay, there's danger coming, and we know that we need to escape.
就是好像说，哦，是的，危险来了，我们必须要想办法逃脱。
And there was turmoil.
而且你的心里边有征战。
But once the master or a good friend says, "Don't worry, I'll come back for you."
但是，一旦那个你的朋友或者是你的那个师傅对你说，不要担心，我会回来的。
There was a peace that washes over the other person.
你就可以看到另外那个被说话的人，他的神情整个就会平静下来。
Something about the presence of a person that you trust gives you a certain calmness, even though bombs are still exploding, even though bullets are flying by you.
就是即使在炮火连天的情况下，当一个你所信靠的人对你说他会来帮助你，你就可以重拾你的平静。
Star Wars fictional.
星球大战是一个科幻小说。
And here Ahaz is dealing with a living God.
而在这里呢，亚哈斯王他是在和一个活生生的神在发生这种关系。
So he's encouraged, King Ahaz is encouraged to be sensible, to think that God will be there for the people of Judah.
所以这个亚哈斯王呢是被告诫说你要有这个确定的这个感受，就是明白神在旁边来帮助你。
And there are multiple encouragements to stay calm.
而且呢，神给他不停的好多次的这种劝诫，让他要安静。
God tells Ahaz, "Do not be afraid, do not lose heart."
神不停的对亚哈斯王说，不要害怕，不要丧气。
And being sensible is also recognizing who your enemy is.
这个有理智也就意味着说，你明白你的敌人是什么样的。
Because in verse 4, this is God's description of the enemies that Ahaz was so afraid of.
因为在第四节呢，其实是描述了他这个亚哈斯王所害怕的这些敌人。
In the eyes of Ahaz, these enemies, they are fierce anger.
在亚哈斯王的眼里，这些敌人是非常猛烈的，是非常充满了怒气的。
But God calls them two smoldering stubs of firewood.
但是神不过把他们称为做就是冒着烟的一个火把头。
Really nothing.
其实真的是不值一提。
What you see as like a crazy forest fire is really a spark.
就是说你眼中所看到的像是一个很了不起的一个那个这个
森林大火。
森林大火其实不过是一个火星而已。
And so...God is saying, "Take my perspective."
所以神对他说，从我的眼光来看这些。
Once you trust me, you will see that they are not fierce anger.
当你用我的眼光来看的时候，你就会发现他们真的是既不猛烈，也没有什么怒气。
And so, really, Emmanuel is calling Ahaz, calling the people of God to have total trust in him.
所以说，以马内利就是呼召他的子民们来完完全全的信靠他。
Because God told King Ahaz, "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all."
因为神对亚哈斯王说，如果你不是在你的信心中坚定的站立，那么你就根本站立不住。
This is in chapter 7, verse 9.
这是在第七章第九节。
And in fact, in the literal translation of this particular warning,
事实上，如果一个非常着字着句的翻译。
It means that you will not affirm, if you will not affirm, you will not be affirmed.
他的意思就是说，如果你没有被坚立，如果你没有坚信的话，那么你根本也就没有被坚立。
或者说你若不认定，就不被认定。
Okay.
Yeah, this is a little harder to translate. Nevertheless is to say that the action that you do in fact will result in the opposite action if you are not careful in faith.
所以他这句话的意思就是说，如果你不很仔细的来做你当做的事，你会导致一个完全不同的结果。
And again, we have to take on the Lord's perspective.
所以再一次的，我们要用神的眼光来看待这一切。
Because he's telling King Ahaz that these military strength that you're afraid of, they are mere mortals.
所以神对亚哈斯王其实想说的是什么呢？就是你所惧怕的这些军队，他们不过是一些有生命气息的这些人而已。
In fact, Pekah, who is the king of the northern kingdom, was not even named by God.
事实上，这个北国的国王这个比加，在神的眼里都没有用一个正式的名字来称呼他。
That means that he really doesn't have any status. It's as if we are asking a question. Wait, who are you again?
就是说，在神的眼里，这是一个不值一提的人。就好比说，我们问一个人说，哎，你到底是谁啊？
And here God presents himself as the sovereign Lord, meaning he is totally in control.
所以在这里神是把他的主权彰显给人看，他是完全掌管一切的。
And so we are being instructed even today that apart from faith in God, there is no other security.
所以我们在这里再一次得到这个坚信，就是说如果我们不把我们的信心放在神那里，那么我们永远得不到安全感。
In fact, God has already spelled out the final destiny of the northern kingdom, which has totally departed away from God.
事实上在这里呢我们也看到北国已经是完全的背离了神。
They trusted in military alliance and they were wiped out in the end.
他们相信靠着这个军事的联盟他可以把这个南方的国全部消灭。
And the kingdom of Syria, it too was wiped out.
而事实上这个亚述这个帝国后来也是被消灭掉了。
And these two are the fierce anger that King Ahaz was so terrified about.
而这两个国呢，是这个亚哈斯王非常非常惧怕的。
Clearly, there's a strength that is much greater than military might.
就是很清楚的，我们可以看见有一个力量，它比这些军事力量更为强大。
And so God, through Isaiah, wants King Ahaz and the people of God, any person of God, to trust in His way.
所以神是希望借着以赛亚告诉这个亚哈斯王。来完全信靠他。
That somehow God will have a way to stop what seems like an unstoppable disaster.
神呢可以奇妙的做工，把一个看似无法停下来的东西，让它完全停止。
In fact, there are true historical accounts of how people in the contemporary times have survived in peace even during wartime.
事实上在历史上也不乏这样的记载，就是在一个非常动乱的情况下，而有些人可以安然无恙。
A group of people were prepared to die because bombers were coming.
因为这个轰炸将要到来了，这些人看起来是在劫难逃。
It's not going to be stoppable.
这个轰炸是没有办法让它停下来的。
And all they did was to pray.
他们所能做的仅仅是祷告。
Was to pray.
继续祷告。
Was to pray.
接着祷告。
Was to pray. And the bombers turned away.
当他们在这样不断祷告的时候，那个轰炸机就转头离开了。
How and why we do not know.
为什么会这样？怎么发生的？我们并不清楚。
But it did.
但它就是这样发生了。
Trust in God, because in Him there is full security. Apart from Him, there's no security.
我们要信靠神，因为在神里边我们有真正的安全感。当我们离开他的时候。任何东西都不可能给我们安全。
And here it exposes the actual internal wickedness of King Ahaz.
而在这里呢，我们就可以看到这个亚哈斯王他心里面的软弱。
Because he already has unbelief, he's already calling on Assyria to be his alliance.
因为这个亚哈斯王已经定义不信靠神，他已经决定了去寻求亚述帝国的帮助。
He wanted to trust in the militant military might instead of the God Almighty.
他决定去依靠一个军事强国，而不是依靠这个全能的神。
When in fact God is really going all out to try to convince King Ahaz to say, "Hey, I'm here for you."
而与之对照的呢，就是说神是在这里全心全意的来呼召他，告诉他我要来帮助你。
Because God says, "You know, ask for a sign. Just ask me for a sign. I will give it to you so that you can believe."
因为神对他说。你向我求一个兆头，任何一个兆头，我都会显示给你看，为的是建造你的信心。
God says any sign in the deepest depths or in the highest heights.
神说了任何一个兆头无论是最低的还是最高的
How many of us so desire to be able to ask God say Hey give me a sign and I will believe in you
我们中间有很多人好像是寻求过神就说神啊求你给我一个兆头让我好来信你
Here is the huge blessing of God himself taking the initiative of inviting you to ask a sign
而在这里呢神是来主动的对亚哈斯王说我要给你一个兆头
And King Ahaz out of his unbelievKind of appeal to the Lord. No, I can't test the Lord.
而这个亚哈斯王呢，就是好像假装说，哎呀，我不可以来试探神呢。
It was an excuse.
他这仅仅是一个借口。
Because he did not trust the Lord, he rather trust in the nation of Assyria.
因为他已经坚定了他不要信神，他要去信那个亚述帝国。
And do we know how cruel and oppressive the nation of Assyria is?
而我们大家知道这个亚述帝国是一个多么残暴的民族吗
You can ask our dear brothers and sisters from the English congregation their memories are forever scarred by just how cruel Assyria is
你们可以去问一问英文堂的弟兄姐妹他们已经对这个亚述帝国的残暴非常的心有余悸
When we were going through the book of Jonah there was a certain sermon that had to describe just how cruel Assyria would you know, be toward their captives
在我讲这个约拿书的时候我已经向他们描述过这个亚述帝国是对他们所俘虏的那些人是多么的凶残
Do you also remember?
所以你们还记得吗
Maybe If not we can do another reminder and we can go through all the crazy war crimes that they've done
如果你们还不记得的话将来可以花时间再讲一遍他们是如何的凶暴
They were King Ahaz would rather have Assyria come in
而这个亚哈斯王呢他宁愿让这个亚述帝国来帮助他
In fact, this is almost as if you're a sheep, right?
这就好像说我们是一只羊。
And you know that foxes are coming.
我们知道狐狸要来了。
So you want to protect yourself.
你想要保护自己。
So the next person you invite is not the shepherd, but the wolves.
而你请的不是这个牧羊人来帮你，而是你找了一只狼来帮你。
Wolves are stronger than foxes. They'll be good for us.
这些羊说，哎呀，这个狼比狐狸厉害啊，它可以帮我们哦。
So yeah, come into our fold, defeat the foxes, and we'll be good friends.
然后这个羊就说，哎，来吧，帮我们把狐狸消灭掉，然后让我们来做好朋友。
What will happen?
会发生什么呢
？We know the bloody ending to this story.
我们知道这个结局是非常血腥的。
And indeed, Judah underwent such a bloody story.
而事实上，这个犹大帝国也确实有一个很血腥的结局。
Because they did invite the wolves of Assyria to come into the fold.
因为他们确实是邀请了这个亚述帝国来帮助他们。
And it is in this situation that Emmanuel was first given.
而就是在这样的一个情况下，以马内利是第一次被宣召给人看。
Emmanuel comes because it tells us that God is with us.
以马内利来到这个世界上，他是来宣告神和我们同在。
But is it with us for our judgment or is it with us for our salvation?
但他来是为了审判我们吗？还是为了给我们救恩
？We always think Emmanuel is always for our salvation.
我们总是认为以马内利意味着他神来帮助我们。
But the first coming of Emmanuel tells us that dark days will come upon the land of Judah because there was no trust in God.
但是事实上，以马内利第一次被宣读出来，是意味着黑暗的年代将要临到，因为人们不信神。
Emmanuel came as a sign to show that God will be true to His word.
以马内利的临到是告诉我们，神的话语是信实的。
In the scary words of God himself will bring Assyria into the land of Judah.
Sorry.
Emmanuel brings the scary word that God himself will bring Assyria into the land of Judah.
Oh, 这个以马内利其实是宣称了神又亲自用他的手把这个亚述领到犹大地了。
It tells us that Ahaz will come to know of this virgin woman who will give birth to a son and the son will be named Emmanuel.
这个亚哈斯王知道将要一个童女怀孕他会生一个孩子叫做以马内利
And when he comes to know of this child Emmanuel he will go God knows what he's saying
而当他知道这个孩子的时候他会明白说神知道他在说什么
And we are told that by the time that this child knows how to make a moral judgment
当我们知道这个孩子能够做出这种正确的选择的时候
The land of Judah is already devastated
而这个犹大帝已经是疮痍百孔。
Because this Emmanuel, he could only eat curds and honey.
因为这个以马内利他只能吃奶酪和蜂蜜。
This is the food of the poor,
而这个奶酪和蜂蜜其实是穷人的食物。
And this is when Ahaz would know that God truly is the sovereign Lord, not Assyria.
所以在这个时候，这个亚哈斯王会真正的知道神是那个主宰，那个最强大的力量，而不是亚述帝国。
In fact, you want Assyria to come? All right, I'll let Assyria go to you.
事实上，神的回应是说，你想让亚述帝国来帮你吗？好的，我就让亚述帝国到你这里来。
This we have seen repeated again in Romans 1.
这个我们在罗马书第一章也看到它再一次发生。
We want to forego the truth of God.
我们想要撇弃神的真理。
We want to exchange His glory for the glory of what has been created.
我们愿意把神愿意把受造物当作神来去敬拜的时候。
Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
But for judgment.
但是神与我们同在的意义是在这里是要来审判我们。
God will let you do whatever you want to do. You want to live in your sin? Go ahead.
神让你选择你将要走的路，你想要生活在罪里吗？好的，你就生活在罪里。
In Romans 1, we are told that God allowed people to just live out whatever their hearts, sinful hearts desire.
在罗马书一章，我们看到，神让人任凭人，按照他们的罪行去过堕落的生活。
Rather than a loving father who will bring back the child, who will want to discipline the child.
在这里神并不像一个慈父，他是要把这个孩子不断的挽回来，而且来管教他。
You want to play with fire? Go ahead.
这个孩子愿意要做这些坏事，那么神任凭他。
So we really haven't changed that much, have we?
所以我们真的是没有多大的改变。
Unless we truly trust in the Lord.
我们要有真的改变，除非我们来信靠神。
Because now we can have the land of Judah as an example.
在这里，这个犹大地的人给我们做了一个榜样。
We want to seek alliance with Assyria.
我们想要和亚述帝国结盟吗
？It could be money, it could be fame, it could be great, it could be friends.
可能是因为经济的因素，或者是军事力量，或者是为了和他作为朋友。
Whoever Assyria is in our lives.
不管这个在我们的生命中亚述是一个什么样的角色。
We want to denounce God.
我们想要通过他来撇弃神。
Perhaps God will just let that fill our lives such that we can no longer even get in contact with God Himself.
有的时候神就会任凭我们这样做，以至于我们完全的离开了神的旨意。
This is a fierce warning.
这是一个很令人惧怕的一个警告。
Because in the historical account of the devastation of the land of Judah,
因为在这个关于犹大地的这个败落的历史描述中
，It is exactly as Isaiah prophesied.
正如这个以赛亚所预言的
，That the Assyrians were everywhere in the land.
这个亚述人是遍地皆是。
The people of Judah underwent tremendous shame.
这个犹大地的人经历了无可言述的羞辱。
There was nothing left.
在那个地上没有任何东西留下来。
And yet,
然而
God still had His grace somehow.
神仍然是有他的慈爱和怜悯。
Because in this full description of the devastation,
因为在对这个满地荒凉的描述中
，Isaiah said something that was of a certain degree of comfort.
以赛亚还是描述了一些事情，让我们稍得安慰。
That there will be the abundance of milk.
就是还会有足够的奶。
That even though curd is the food of the poor,
即使这个奶油不过是穷人的食物
there is at least still food.
但是至少还是有食物可吃
God has kept back some of the lifeline for the people of Judah.
神还是存留了这个犹大地的一些生命
And so this is again when you think about Emmanuel.
所以当我们再次思想以马内利的时候
We have to think that in God there will be judgment.
我们会想到在神那里确实是有审判
But just as Isaiah his name implies and just as the son Sher Jashuv implies
但是正如以赛亚以及他的儿子的名字所寓意的
Salvation of the Lord will come and there will be protection of God's people.
神的救恩将会临到神将会保护他的子民
When there is a turning around, when there is a repentance,
当我们回转，当我们来归向神的时候
，And really, Emmanuel is not just a sign of the dark days that's to come, but it's a call to trust in God.
所以这个以马内利不仅仅是预示着这个黑暗的时代的降临，同时它也预示着将要有希望。
In fact, it is a cry, it is a prayer to God out of desperation to say we need you.
这个以马内利也是人在绝望中向神发出的呼求，我们需要你。
When we read further on the prophecy that Isaiah gave to King Ahaz,
当我们重读这个以赛亚给亚哈斯王的劝诫中，
we see that Isaiah had the courage to even declare a taunt against the coming nations.
以赛亚也预告了这个将要来的这个国的一个情景。
Isaiah was saying, and this is chapter 8, verses 9 to 10.
这是在第八章九十两节所提到的。
Raise the war cry, you nations, and be shattered. Listen, all you distant lands. Prepare for battle, and be shattered. Prepare for battle, and be shattered. Devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Purpose your plan, but it will not stand. For God is with us.
以赛亚就说到，即使有这么多的强敌来攻击你们，来欺凌你们，但是不用担心，因为神与你们同在，他们所规划的必将归于无有。
Once we know that God is with us,
当我们知道神与我们同在的时候，
there's no need for the fear of the foxes or the wolves because the shepherd is here.
我们没有必要去怕那些豺狼或者是狐狸，因为我们的牧人与我们同在。
And by the time Jesus has come, he tells us that God as shepherd, he will lay down his life for his sheep.
而当耶稣基督降临的时候，他告诉我们，好牧人是为他的羊舍命的。
Do not trust in those caretakers, the hired hands, because they will run.
不要去相信那些雇工，因为危险来临的时候，他们会逃跑。
But God, as a shepherd who loves his sheep, he will protect. He will fight.
而这个神，我们的真正的牧羊人，他会为我们的羊征战，来为我们舍命。
Just like how David would fight the lions and the bears to take care of his flock.
就好像大卫在做牧羊人的时候，他会去和那些熊、那些野兽来作战。
Much more God, he will do this.
神为我们所做的远远超过那些。
So let us read this together, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们来一起读这个，先用英文，再用中文。
This is what the Lord says to me, with his strong hands upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy.Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. He will be a holy place.
耶和华以大能的手，指教我不可行这百姓所行的道，对我这样说，这百姓说同谋背叛，你们不要说同谋背叛。他们所怕的，你们不要怕，也但要尊万军之耶和华为圣，以他为你们所当怕的，所当畏惧的，他必作为圣所。
God is assuring with his strong hand.
神用他大能的手来向我们确保。
This is always an imagery of assurance.
这总是一个这个确保的这么一个图像。
It reminds God's people of how God used his mighty arm to take them out of Egypt.
就好像当初神用他大能的膀臂把以色列人带出埃及。
If the people of God would trust in God,
如果神的子民来信靠神，
and trust that God knows what he's doing,
而且信靠神知道他在做什么，
then it's the same that they will also experience deliverance.
一样的，他们也会经历到这个救赎。
So God warns Isaiah as a leader, as a spiritual leader.
所以神警戒以赛亚这个灵性上的领导。
Do not walk the way of unbelief.
不要因着不信而背离我。
But you must walk the way of faith in God.
必须要走在一个信神的道路上。
Because he is holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
He is absolutely different from every other strength that you know.
他和你所知道的任何一个力量都不同。
He is also the sanctuary.
他也同时是那个圣所。
Sanctuary is where God dwells with his people.
这个圣所就是神在那里与他的子民相会的地方。
It is where you'll find the Emmanuel presence.
在那里你会发现到以马内利的同在。
If you trust in God, he will be the rock that will sustain you.
如果你相信神的话，神就是那个磐石，他会来支持你。
But if you don't trust in God,
但当你不信神的时候，
then he will be the rock that trips you up.
他就会成为那个绊脚石。
In fact, it is ironic that in this particular prophecy, Isaiah uses the word rock as an imagery of destruction.
很有讽刺意味的是，在这里以赛亚用了这个石头，它是当作绊脚石的，这个是一个毁坏的力量。
It brings us to an understanding.
它使我们认识到
that truly judgment can be very severe.
确实，这个审判可能是非常严厉的。
And that God Himself will prompt you to have to respond in either faith or not in faith.
而神会促使你做出这个决定，你或者是信靠他，或者是背弃他。
And with that choice, your life can start to move in a different direction.
而因着这个选择，你的生命的道路可能是截然不同。
Emmanuel,
以马内利。
We understand it is now it is a sign for dark days to come.
它是一个兆头，说黑暗的年代将要降临。
It is also a sign that we are to trust in God.
同时，它也是一个兆头，呼吁我们来信靠神。
But it is also a sign that a light has dawned.
同时也是一个兆头，说这个光明将要来到。
That light is going to break out into darkness.
而这个光明将要驱散这个黑暗。
Emmanuel is a sign that there is darkness that comes out of people's faithlessness.
这个以马内利也就是象征着黑暗因着人的不幸临到。
But the coming of the child Emmanuel will also tell us that God has graciously provided light into this darkness.
而这个借着这个婴孩，神的救恩也临到这个世界。
Darkness of life and of soul is in fact the fruit of rejecting God's word.
当一个人背弃神的时候，他说带来的结果就是你的灵魂、你的生命的黑暗。
And so we look at the history of the people of Israel.
所以当我们看以色列人的历史的时候
，and even of the nation of Judah.
即使是这个犹大的这个国
，they have forsaken the testimony and the law.Which is God's word.
他们遗弃了这个见证，遗弃了这个律法，是这些都是神的话语。
And Isaiah warned very specifically.
以赛亚就对他们非常特别的做出这个警告。
If they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn.
如果他们不这样做的话，他们就不会有这个光明。
In fact, they would rather consult other people to try to find out what the truth is.
而他们呢，宁可不信神，而去寻找一些其他的途径来了解明天。
They will seek out very ungodly consultation.
他们会寻找一些非常不属灵的一些术士。
It is as if a child wants to find out something about the universe.
就好比说一个小孩子，他想明白这个宇宙是怎么回事。
So instead of going to the creator of the universe,
他不是去找那个造物主。
He goes to the created by the creator.
他去找这个被造之物。
Is it to say that all scientists are, you know, of no use to our knowledge then?
所以说这是意味着说所有的科学家们对我们没有用处吗？
It's not true.
不是这样的。
But only scientists who wish to walk in the way of God.
但是只有那些愿意走在神的道路中的科学家。
For only then will science become a way to discover who God is and how he has laid out the universe.
因为只有借着这样的信心，他们才可以真正的发现这个宇宙是怎么造成的，是怎样为他的子民来服务。
Only then will there be godly consultation to say, "Hey, how did this universe come about?"
只有在这种情况下，你才可以去问他们说，哎，这个宇宙是怎么形成的
？Or it is someone going to, instead of going to Mr. Henry Ford?
就好比说，有一个人去找这个亨利·福特先生。
So instead of going to Henry Ford to ask about the mechanics of the car,
所以不是说他就是一个人如果不去找这个福特先生问这个车子的这个动力结构
，we go to the Wright brothers to ask about the car.
我们跑去找怀特弟兄，就那个飞机的发明者，说哎这个车是怎么回事
？And we go to Mr. Henry Ford to ask about planes.
而我们跑到福特先生那里去问飞机是怎么回事
？Totally confused, not sensible at all.
这都是一些混乱，这根本不没有逻辑性。
And today we are living in those times because many have forsaken the word.
而我们今天就生活在这样一个混淆的时代，因为很多人都不再追求神的话语。
Isaiah chapter 8 verse 22 tells us of total helplessness and hopelessness.
在以赛亚在第八章十九节说了一个描述了以色列人的那种无助以及他们的这种绝望。
In verse 22, when we read it, I shudder. When I read it, I shuddered.
当我读这个八章二十二节的时候，我自己都在颤抖。
Because it speaks so specifically about the mood by which we live our lives today.
因为它很专一的、很贴切的说明了我们今天所生活的这个时代。
In fact, I'm sorry, I need to correct that. It's not what we live by, but what we live in.
一个更正，不是说我们生活在一个时代什么样的时代里，而是说我们生活在一个什么样的。 状态心态里边。
This is what verse 22 of chapter 8 says.
这是八章二十二节所说的。
They will see only distress and darkness and fearsome gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness.
不料竟是艰难黑暗和幽暗的痛苦，他们必被赶入乌黑的黑暗中去。
And we say, oh, where is this happening?
我们就说，哎，这个是发生在什么地方呢？
We can take a look at the development in terms of art and the movies.
我们可以通过这个艺术还有这些影视剧来得到一些感觉。
And this is where you start to see that there is only hopelessness in the hearts of writers.
在这里我们可以看到他的作者的心里边充满的是绝望。
And there is a deep cry because we feel so helpless.
因为他感觉到如此的绝望，所以他的心里发出了这样的呼喊。
There is a particular phrase that movie makers are using nowadays.
在当今这个时代，这些电影的制片人他用一个特别的术语。
Dark and gritty.
就是黑暗以及贪婪。
Gritty, 坚韧。
坚韧。
Yeah.
Sorry, 是黑暗和坚韧。
Yes, it's a description to say that we're trying to make movies that's more realistic.
也就是说我们想做一些更加反映现实的电影。
Back in the days, the 70s, 80s, too cute.
在这个七八十年的电影呢，就是很可爱。
Too colorful, too hopeful, that's not reality.
就是那些电影是很漂漂亮亮的，是非常有希望的，那个不是真正的现实。
I mean, we live in a day when we can get shot anytime.
而我们现在确实生活的是一个我们随时可能被枪击。
When we hear explosions, so much so that we are now maybe not sensitive to it anymore.
我们也经常听到这些爆炸，我们都对它好像有点习以为常了。
We turn on the news, and if we are only watching the news, we think that, well, there's just a lot of stealing, and there's a lot of rebellion, there's a lot of tension.
当我们打开新闻报道的时候，我们会看到有很多的这种局势的紧张，有很多这些暴力事件。
And so with the desire to make things more realistic.
因着这样一个期盼，就是说让我们的做出来的这些东西更加反映现实。
Superman has a dark side now.
这个超人也有一个阴暗的面。
Batman has a dark side.
那个蝙蝠侠也有一个阴暗面。
Your heroes all have a dark side.
你们所谓的英雄都有他们不为人知的软弱。
Truth is no longer good or bad.
所谓的真理并不仅仅是对和错。
Truth nowadays is whoever could be a little better or whoever is a little worse.
而现在的真理都是相对的，只不过有些人相对好一些，有些人相对坏一些。
It is not to say that that is not true.
我并不是说这个不对。
We are Christians, so we acknowledge that we are dealing with sin.
我们是基督徒，我们也承认我们在和我们的罪作战。
But there are artists now who say they cannot think about something more beautiful other than this grim reality.
但是呢，确实有这样的这些艺术家，他们想不出任何更好的东西，他只能把这个阴暗面展示出来。
Why? Because there's no hope for a future.
为什么会这样呢？因为对他们来说，没有一个对将来的希望。
There's no God's word to guide them into a hope of a future that Emmanuel will come and restore all things to his glory.
对他们来说，没有神的话语让他们看到这个以马内利，让他们看到将来人类有一个光明的前景。
Go and look at art. Go and look at movies nowadays.
你们去看那些画展，去看那些电影。
Even the coloring of movies is now a tone or a shade darker than before.
即使这些电影的这种画面，这种整体的色彩感都比以前要阴暗得多。
Very, very rarely would you find something so sprightly.
现在是很难发现一个非常五彩斑斓的美丽的画面。
Even for Disney,
即使是迪士尼的影片。
A good dinosaur is good.
那个好的恐龙是一个很好的片子。
But there is no longer any fear to inject this devastation of death into a children's animation.
但是即使是对一个孩子的想象来说，它里边也有这个死亡的阴影。
And starting from young, the jadedness starts to grow.
Jaded.
真的是被磨的。Okay, there's the sense of cynicism for the world starts to grow. 对，祭祀愤俗算是。从小开始，小朋友就开始接受这种愤世嫉俗的思维。
Okay.
So truly, it tells us that once we step away from the Lord's good word,
所以很确切的，当我们背离了神的时候，
the only result is darkness of life, darkness of the soul.
我们所得到的唯一的结局就是一个生命的黑暗，我们的灵魂的黑暗。
But God nonetheless have graciously provided light.
但是神还是因着恩典，他给我们光明。
And ultimately, it's Emmanuel that tells us that we have hope in God.
而且最终是以马内利告诉我们，我们在神里边有希望。
Because it tells us that.Yes, there is going to be darkness, but that is not the final word on the story.
他说确实是有黑暗的年代，但是这个不是最终的结局。
When I watch The Lord of the Ring,
当我看这个《指环王》这个电影的时候，
in the final scene when Frodo had to say goodbye to Samwise Gamgee,
当最后的一个画面就是那个小矮人那个 Frodo 和 Sam 说再见的时候，
I was gutted.真的是伤心透了，好像有人就是往我的那个腹部捶了一那个中了一拳那样。Because there was, I don't know what is to come. What happens to them? This friendship just like this?
所以我看到那个告别的场面的时候，我伤痛欲绝，因为我不知道将下来要发生什么，这样的友谊就此终止了吗？
If that was the final word of the story, I would rather have not known this.
如果这就是最终的结局的话，那么我宁可根本不看这部电影。
And so if devastation and hopelessness and helplessness is the final word on our reality, then okay, be dark.
如果说这个无助、这个绝望就是我们现今世界的描绘的话，那么那还有什么好说的呢？
But God says that's not the final word. A different day will come. Light comes because God has His grace and His compassion.
而神对我们说，这个不是最终的结局。有一天光明会来到，这是神的应许。
Again, like the Lord of the Ring.
同样又像那个《指环王》这部电影。
The Battle of Helm's Deep. I'm sorry. A particular fortress that there was a battle.
就是有个那个半人半兽的军队。
It's as if the good was dying or were being slaughtered and they were losing.
就是当这个正义的这一面被慢慢的消磨，被摧毁的时候。
But Gandalf, with his riding on his white horse, boom! The light of dawn just shone.
那个甘道夫骑着他的白马就重新来到这个地方。
One of my favorite scenes, and they just went charging down the slope.
我最喜欢的一幕就是说，这个甘道夫率领的军队，他们沿着山坡冲下去。
And all these evil beasts they couldn't see.
这些邪恶的力量，他们迎着光，他们看不见。
Darkness totally overwhelmed by light.
而这个黑暗就完全被光明所征服。
That was the final story.
这就是故事的结局。
The enemies ran.
这个敌人就逃跑了。
As we've read earlier in chapter 9, a light has dawned.
我们前一段我们刚才所读的第九章就说这个光出现了。
And this light is coming to even the place where you don't think light will enter.
而且这个光明是到了一个地方你以前以为光明到达不了的。
Isaiah says, the light will come upon Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan.
以赛亚说这个光会来到沿海之地约旦河外，在这个外邦人的加利利。
Culturally, this is regarded as a hopeless land.
从文化上讲，这个地方呢被认为是一个没有希望的地方。
And historically, it is known to have been totally devastated.
在历史的角度来看，它曾一度是非常荒凉的。
But God's telling the people of Judah, even in those places where you think hopelessness is king, is not going to be because light is coming.
而神却告诉他们说，你们以为这是一个没有希望的地方，而光明却是首先照到那里。
They will see a great light.
他们将要看到一个大光。
Why? For unto us a child is born.
因为一个婴孩为我们而生。
To us a son is given.
一个孩子赐给我们。
And God himself will remain faithful because God says it is his zeal who will accomplish this.
而神会神是信实的，因为耶和华的热心将要成就这事。
And there's a description that all the yoke and the burdens and the bars on the shoulders and the rods of the enemies, all of that will be taken away.
而有这样一个画面，就是人所负的这些重轭，人家来欺负你的那些杖、那些杆，都会被神折断。
And praise be to God, because God, by His zeal, has accomplished this.
我们 称颂神，因为是因为神的热心来成就了这些。
When we hear the word Emmanuel, we cannot become desensitized because we've heard it so often.
当我们听到以马内利的时候，我们不应该是一种麻木不仁的心态，因为我们听过他很多遍了。
But every time we hear Emmanuel, we have to hear that it is God's love for us.
相反，每次我们听到以马内利的时候，我们应该意识到这是神的爱再次向我们
彰显。That God will fulfill His promise.
神会成就他的诺言。
That truly he is with loving kindness and faithfulness.
而且神也确实成就了他的诺言，因着他的爱，因着他的公义。
For Jesus Christ, he himself is Emmanuel.
因为耶稣基督就是那个以马内利。
He is the ultimate Emmanuel.
他是那个终极的以马内利。
He is the one who has accomplished this absolute redemption of God's people.
是因为耶稣基督他成就了神的子民的救赎。
That yoke of sin is shattered.
这个罪的轭已经被打碎了。
And we can now be reconnected, reconciled to God.
现在我们可以与神和好，与他重新连接。
If we keep in mind the incarnation,
如果我们记着耶稣的道成肉身。
We keep in mind the crucifixion.
我们记住他的在十字架上的受死。
We keep in mind the resurrection.
我们纪念他的复活。
We keep in mind the ascension. The ascension, 升天。
哦，我们纪念他的升天。
All of this is in the word Emmanuel.
所有这些话语都浓缩在以马内利。
It is indeed that God is with us.
确实神与我们同在。
He is with us through our sufferings because we know that there was a cross.
他和我们一起走这个苦难的道路，因为我们知道他也上了十字架。
He is with us because we know that he lives, and so we will live also.
他和我们同在，因为我们知道他已经复活，我们将来有一天也会这样。
We will one day see him again because there was the ascension, and he will come back.
而且有一天我们将会和他重逢，因为耶稣会再次来到我们中间。
We know that God is with us because he can relate to us. He was word became flesh.
我们也和神可以连接，因为是神的话语，他亲自道成肉身。
And for the years that Matthew had lived with Jesus Christ,
在这个门徒马太和耶稣生活的这些年中
，He sees that this is Emmanuel.
他看到了，这就是以马内利。
This is not just a Christmas reading.
这不仅仅是一个圣诞节的一个阅读。
In fact, the challenge for us begins after Christmas.
事实上，对我们的挑战是圣诞节之后才开始。
Because God's Emmanuel presence doesn't just vaporize after the 25th of December.
因为以马内利不是说到了二十六号过了圣诞节他就消失了。
But it is taking place in every moment of our lives.
它是在我们生命的每一刻中都确确实实存在的。
We are told that the child that was born by Mary is named Emmanuel.
我们知道，玛丽所生的这个孩子被命名为以马内利。
And the beautiful transformation this time is that God sent His Son not to condemn the world but to save it.
而这次特别的美丽是说，神派他的儿子到这个世上来，不是来审判，而是要来救赎。
And how faithful is God to His word?
而且神是这样的信实。
Let us recall where Jesus began His ministry.
让我们来看一下耶稣最初开始传道的地方。
He began at Capernaum.
他是在最早是在加百农传道。
Which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali.
而这个加百农呢，就是临近这个加布伦和刚才提到的那个地方。
700 over years later, the prophecy God sticks to it.
700年之后，先知所说的预言实现了。
I don't know if this gives you the chills.
我不知道这个会不会让你觉得浑身颤抖。
It gives me the chills.
对我来说是这样的。
Because it tells us that God remains faithful without any restriction of time.
因为这个告诉我，就是说神不受时间的限制，他所说的话一样都不会落空。
What he says, he will do.
他所说的，他就一定会做到。
This is indeed that the light, the place that has not seen hope has now seen the light.
正如先知所预言的，这是一个本来认为绝望的地方，但他却最早见到了光。
Because Jesus Christ, He is the light of the world.
因为耶稣就是这个世界的光。
And He goes to Zebulun and Naphtali.
而耶稣就去了这个加布伦和这个纳弗利这两个地方。
A light has dawned.
这个光出现了。
People walking in darkness have seen a great light.
行走在黑暗中的人看到了这个大光。
Because of Jesus, we know God is true to His word.
因为我们知道神是他的话语都是信实的。
He is true to his word that he does not rejoice in the losing of any single soul.
神的话是信实的，他不愿意看到一个人失丧。
So by Jesus, he calls us, repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
所以通过耶稣基督，他对我们说，你们要悔改，因为天国已经近了。
We can now say, O come, all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant.
所以我们今天可以唱这个诗歌，就是来吧，忠信的信徒，你们来欢喜快乐。
Even if life right now may not seem altogether joyful and triumphant.
即使我们现在的生活看起来并不是喜乐的，并不是得胜的。
We are living in that transitional zone from total darkness into total light.
我们现在所生活的是一个过渡期，从那个完全的黑暗到完全的光明里。
But what the difference is that you now have this understanding of the light and you can start to live in accordance to it.
而我们现在已经认识了这个光，我们也可以学着按照它的式样去生活。
It is as if someone was taking a mathematical exam.
就好比说一个人他在考一个数学考试。
Without any mathematical principles in the mind.
如果他的头脑里没有任何数学的这些原则。
That is total hopelessness.
对他来说那就是完全绝望的。
I really don't know 1 plus 1 equals to 2 until I was told that 1 plus 1 is equals to 2.
对我来说我不知道1加1等于2直到我被告知被教导1加1等于2。
But once we are given a particular principle,
但是当我们得到了这个特别的这个原则的以后
there is at least hope that we can know how to encounter these challenges in life.
我们至少了知道了这个原则，让我们来如何面对生活的挑战。
I may be able to do 1 plus 1 right now.
现在我也许能够做1加1等于几。
And it could take some more practice before I could know that 12 plus 12 is equal to 25, I mean 24.
可能需要一些努力我才能够知道12加12等于24
And then 1000 plus, you know what I mean. But the progress, the growth, but we always have that principle in mind, challenging us further on in life.
就是当我们有了这个原则的指导的话我们可以从简到难可以一步一步的晋升。
So the coming of Christ has now given us hope.
所以这个耶稣的降临给了我们希望。
And if we are to stick to his word,
如果我们坚守他的话语
Love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
我们尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱我们的神
And in that practice, we love our neighbors as ourselves.
当我们这样做的时候，我们也可以来爱人如己
Life will get that little bit better.
这个生活、生命会变得越来越美好
In fact, that will become beautiful.
事实上，生命会越来越美丽
Why? Because we would know God.
为什么呢？是因为我们认识了神
And when we know God,
当我们认识神的时候
We are already living the eternal life.
我们就开始生活在永生里面
Jesus defines eternal life as knowing God and the one that he has sent.
耶稣就是那个我们来认识神的途径
So when we are walking in the light,
当我们行走在光明中的时候
We are living that eternal life we have in God.
我们就生活在与神同在的永生里面
So we might say, it's very real that we will ask, what about all the sickness and the hardships?
所以很现实的问题就是说我们为什么还会有困难我们还会有疾病
What about people's abuse to us and what about our own sins?
有些人会来错待我们而我们自己也有一些罪性
These are daily realities, aren't they?
这些都是我们生活中碰到的现实
And as Christians we say they are
作为基督徒我们说是的确实是这样
I agree
我们也同意
Yet
但是
This is not the final word.
这些不是最后的结局。
This is not the end.
这个不是最终。
And it is not the only reality.
而且它不是这个唯一的现实。
And it is not our absolute final reality.
而且也不是我们最后无法避免的结局。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Emmanuel.
因为神与我们同在。
That we can believe that God is with us even right now.
即使是在这样一个动乱的时代我们仍然可以相信神与我们同在
That again we look to God because he is holy
我们再一次把眼光转向神因为他是圣洁的
That he will overpower whatever enemies that we think we are dealing with right now
他比我们所面临的任何一个仇敌都要强大
He is also the sanctuary
他也是那个圣所
As we come together today to worship him
当我们聚集在一起来敬拜他的时候
We learn the blessedness of his presence with us
我们会感受到他与我们同在所带来的祝福
Jesus Christ is a verifiable historical event
耶稣基督是一个非常可以证明的历史人物。
He's also a reasonable truth.
他也是一个合乎逻辑的一个真理。
But he's not just a concept or a knowledge.
但他不仅仅是一个概念，一个知识而已。
Jesus Christ is a person we can relate to.
耶稣是一个人，我们可以和他有关系。
And we do have the Spirit of God indwelling with us.
我们也有神的灵在我们中间。
Is that not Emmanuel?
那个难道就这个难道不是神与我们同在吗？
There will come this time.
这个时代到来了。
There will be no more tears.
再也不会有眼泪。
No more death.
再也没有死亡。
No more mourning.
再也没有悲痛。
No more crying.
没有呼喊。
No more pain.
没有疼痛。
But just glory and hope, love, joy, peace.
而仅仅是荣耀、快乐、希望、和睦。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
So come, let us adore him.
所以来吧，让我们一起来敬拜他。
So come, let us adore him.
所以来吧，我们一起来敬拜他。
O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
我们一起来敬拜他，耶稣基督，我们的主。
Emmanuel, he is the sign from God for his people to trust in him.
以马内利是来自上帝的记号，为要他的子民信靠他。
And you, may you learn, and may we learn together, encourage one another to adore our Lord Jesus, Emmanuel.
所以也让我们来彼此激励，一起来敬拜我们的主，神与我们同在。
May the peace of God be with us.
愿神的平安与我们同在。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you for a time like this.
我们谢谢你给我们一个这样的时间。
It's not just Christmas, but after it.
不仅仅是圣诞节，还包括以后的很多时间。
That it continues to call us into remembrance of just how much grace you have showered upon us.
请你来不停地提醒我们 你降给我们的恩典是多么的好的。
If there are those who do not believe in Jesus sitting among us today,
如果今天在我们中间还有没有信主的朋友
we ask that God you exercise mercy.
主啊我们求你给他们施加怜悯
allow them to hear the good word.
让他们能够听到这个好消息
that by your gospel that all men can be saved.
通过你的福音所有的人都可以得到都可以得救
that truly there is the reality of sin and wickedness and brokenness.
确实在我们的现实生活中我们有罪有破碎
But God that is not the only reality
但是神啊这不是唯一的现实
There's another reality of having God as a friend
还有一个现实就是说我们可以与神为友
Having God as a brother
神做我们的兄弟
Having a God who truly accepts us and knows us
有一个神他真正的了解我们而且接纳我们
Who loves us to the point of willing to die on the cross
而且他爱我们爱到一个地步愿意为我们而死
so that we again can be back in the presence of God the Father
所以我们也可以重新回到天父的身边
so we pray for all who doubt
所以我们也为所有这些怀疑的人
all who do not believe
所有还不信的人
that God in your mercy in the darkness may your light dawn
所以神啊我们求你的光降到他们的黑暗里
we pray also for us who have confessed our sins before you
我们也为所有为自己的罪悔改的人
Help us to not only call on Jesus as our Savior but also as our Lord
我们不仅仅是呼求耶稣作为我们的救主也把他当作我们生命中的主
Help us to see that the Lord is not only capable mighty to save
让我们认识到神不仅仅是有能力来拯救
He's so loving to transform us
他是这样的爱我们以至于可以改变我们的生命
And to guide us along the way to take us away fromThe bondage of sin.
他可以引领我们摆脱罪的辖制。
Help us to enjoy your word.
帮助我们来喜悦你的话语。
Help us to taste it and find it sweet.
让我们能够体会到话语你话语的甘甜。
Sweeter than the sweetest honey.
这个是比蜂房的蜜都要甘甜。
Purer than the purest gold.
比纯金都要精致。
Better than anything that we hold precious in our lives.
而且比我们所珍爱的任何东西都要宝贵。
Knowing that once we know how to love you as our God,
当我们学会像爱神，当我们学会爱你像爱我们的神那样的时候
，we then truly can love with a godly love.
我们也就真正的可以以你的爱来彼此相爱。
So may you bless us.
求你来祝福我们。
As we depart from this place,
当我们离开这里的时候
，as your Spirit continues to remind us.
求你的灵继续与我们同在
Emmanuel
以马内利
Emmanuel
以马内利
And it is by the name of Jesus Christ we pray and believe
我们是借着耶稣基督的名，我们来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.